A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are posing the question, is Zimbabwe now a military state?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome our viewers on our Facebook pages, that the VOA Shona, Ndebele and English. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the role of the military in Zimbabwe's democracy.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces and the Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a joint statement urging the nation to remain united and to respect the laws of the country. In a statement issued at the Police General Headquarters this morning, the two security services said normalcy had returned to the country following the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last Friday.
But human rights groups are questioning the claim that the country is back to normal, with soldiers having boots on the ground and yet to return to the barracks. Has Zimbabwe normalized the abnormal? Some human rights lawyers say the country's highest court had set a dangerous precedent by legalizing the military coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are live streaming on those three pages. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And apparently, if you haven't liked the pages, can you like them right now? So if you want to call in, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo Foyt.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi tlauti tiketi chitarisa nyaye kuti Zimbabwe ya kutongwa ni mauto here. Hongo, nasi taona mauto, akabatana nemapurisa vachizivisa iwo kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana. Asi vakazivisa kuti mapurisa anenge achimboramba achishanda nemauto mumugwagwa muzvikuru muguta guru reHarare. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti kana zvinhu zviri kunzi zvanaka, kochi chiri kupa kuti masoja asadzokere kumabarracks. Gibbs, mubvunzo unenge uchida kuti ubvunzwe.
Ye, kunjalo Blessing, sizvireke kuti amasoja namapurisa vati sevabambisana emigwaqweni lapho babe bekhangela ukuthi umthetho uhanjiswa ngemfanelo. So sikhuluma nje ke amasoja, uyathola ke kule soja le police beme khona ngale ke emigwaqweni, bekhuluma ke labanye lamhlanje kuseni kuhlelo olisebenze ekuseni kakhulu. So bebekhuluma nje besithi ukukhanya kanzani amasoja abuza isithupha, akubuza ukuthi isithupha sakho sengapi. Kuzobuya ke amapolisa abe bonkangela nje izimoto ukuthi zimenjani. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kambe izwe leZimbabwe selibanjwe libutho kumbe alibanjwa libutho. Njalo nxa selingani sisezandleni zebutho, kambe so abantu sebekhululeke kanganani. Ungathemba ukuthi nxa ukhangele ubone kule soja ngapha kule polisa ube sithi sikhululekile. Kambe nxa sokusiya ke ukhetho kuyabe kumenjani? Abantu bazibuza kakhulu. So nxa sisikhangela futhi ke kukhanya ngazani njengoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wathatha isifungo ngeviki ephelileyo esithi ke uzakhangela konke okukhangelane labantu beZimbabwe, kambe libona ngazani uzalenzelani nxa sokubuya ezemithetho lezi? Kambe kasuzawephule amalungelo oluntu kumbe kuyahamba njani? Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, director for Southern Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, of course. We forgot to mention that he's joining us via Skype. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, tell us, do you think that Zimbabwe has become a police state?
What is obvious is that Zimbabwe is presently under military control. From the day, the night of the takeover of the military on November 14 to November 15, it was clear that there was no coherent agreement or common purpose amongst all the security forces. The military said they were leading the process, but they were warning the other branches of the security forces to cooperate. And we then got to know quickly enough that they had seized control of the police support unit camp, and that that camp remains under army guard as we speak, because it houses the largest armory or weaponry for the police in the country. So there is not enough support or confidence that the police are loyal to the military position.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And we are also now being joined by human rights activist, Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on the continued presence of the military? You know, in Zimbabwe, they say the situation is back to normal, but they are yet to return to the barracks. Mr. Moyo, your line is a bit Mr. Moyo, if you may move a bit. Yes, the line is bad.
Is it? What I'm saying is, once a country has been taken over by the military, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People are not sure what really that is all about. They may say it wasn't a coup, but it looked like a coup all over. And the more so, it was ZANU-PF trying to clean up his own mess. And the mess that they were cleaning, leaning towards a certain rule of certain people. Even if they are saying they are catching corrupt people, who is not corrupt amongst the ZANU-PF people? Who can they say is not corrupt? So we're not sure what this thing is all about. It's very scary. We don't even know what our future holds for us now. We're confused.
Gibbs.
So nxa sukhangele baba Moyo, ubona zane esitalatini khona kuvele kumenjani emgwaqweni lapho njengoba ukhona ngapho ke awusitshela ukuthi libonani emgwaqweni.
Emgwaqweni kuthule. Akula mapolisa, asiboni ame patrolayo. But siyakwazi ukuthi kuma outskirts of town kule ame kobulawayo khona la. All points leading out are guarded by the army. Now, what they are looking for, what they are guarding against, we don't know. There are no police officers patrolling the streets, and there are no roadblocks for police officers. That has been cut off. Now, we don't know what really the aim is. Who are they looking for? Who did what?
So, ukuwa hamba ke ku roadblock, kumbe ngasu puma, wobulawayo.
Yeah, we are told amasocha.
Babatini?
Babatini, bafuna isithupha sakho. Ngabantu abayizini license yakho, lani, the only one in ID. If it produces ID, you have to go. They keep saying they are looking for people, certain people.
So, you want to go to the channel, so he says when you get out of the CBD in Bulawayo, apparently the army is demanding ID cards. So they are saying that they are looking for certain people, you know, but they are not specifying exactly who.
Regatende unamkoma Ephraim. Makadi mkoma Ephraim.
Hello, Paramarandigo.
Aiwa, tiripo mkoma Ephraim. Famba mchana kufapa muri fone nya esinga zonzgwika.
Asinga zonzgwika.
Eh, taurai ndakukunzwai.
Akundizwai.
Taurai.
Agara chingwe zvizvava zvedu kuti nyaya yese yanga ichiitwa ngomeremere yakanga ichiitwa hazvo zvaida kuzotsvaka kubatsira vanhu. Vanhu vaitozvigadzirira nzira yavo yekupinda pakuzotonga zvedu zviri pazvipo. Nyangwe vamunangagwa achitonga zvino munhu anenge achitonga nyika inoyi matorya nekuti vakuva Mugabe nyangwe vanhu vakafa Mugabe vana vabiswa navanhu. VaMugabe vakabiswa nemasoja kuti vazvigadzirire nzira yekuti vazowana nguva yekutonga bedzi. Vachiwanda muvanhu haisi nyaya inobatsira vanhu onyakubatisa sei zvinonyaya yekurapushoni vangu vachitaura nezvayo vanhu vari kusungwa nevari kumanikidzwa vari kushungurudzwa zvine zvitoto zvavati chikwata cheg4 tishai iyo pachavo kunako kwavo kuna vamunangagwa ko hakuvanhu vanombosungwa isitine zvatese nyika yese kuti munhu wese anga ari muzanupiefu wese anga ari mucorruption yakasimba hapana munhu mutsvene muzanupiefu vese vari kusunga vamwe vemakororo vakusungwa kuti makorozo taitofunga kuti evangaraikakuaizo hazingovharwe titange imwe nyeupeji nokuti kana vakada zvekusungana zvinotora kuti vese vari kuvangotanga vatopindawo majere vese vasina kumbobatwa navanhu naona tinengaringoriya yekuda kuvhara bezi zvose zvinenge zvakaitwa navanhu hapana chirongwa chakaita chinombofadza vanhu avo nokuti muchaona kuti kamberi apo tichangurwa tichangurwa kutiramba tidzokera munyika yamugabe yai anomaona zvinezvi vatodzerera vamugabe vakaitazvi kuti vanhu vanofanira kuchengetedza musiwaka zvako vamugabe kureva kuti vakangohwanda bedzi nekanhu kadukuduku kuda kuti nenderana tifunge tizaita zvakanaka vamugabe haisiye problem problem inyika yasisim yezanupiefu yese vakuna vanhu vacho vari kupinda yezvino nevachazenge varipo hapana munhu akanaka muchaona kabineti inomboitwa pano kuzoserwa madhedhi uuiwa yanga aripo kuna new idea inombouya vanhu vari kungotsvaka bedzi sekuti vanhu vafunge kuti vazodzisa vamugabe but otherwise vamugabe haisiyo problem yega problem isistim yese yemuzanupiefu yoti kukatarisa vamunangagwa ivo ndo the longest serving member judiciary kuvamugabe vakapa dzingo vanga vashandira mitemo yese yakadaisa pamashure apo vachiita masimba kuna president saka unongora kuti hatikona mutsauko uripo vaitozviziva kuti pamashure vachabvuta masimba kuzoshandisa masimba iyoyo kudzanyirira vanhu hapana chati kumbofarira tichitofarira nganga inobata mai ava
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim todzoka kwamuri vamavhinga vamavhinga
ndiri pano
manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Ephraim vari kuti ivo vanhu ngavangwarire kupembedza ngangano inobata mai ndoo maonero amuri kuzviita here
nemo nemo ndizvo zvochaizvo chaizvo nekuti zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe hazviri pachena zvingada kuvanzwa hazvo kunenge kuri kuhwanda nemunwe kuedza kutaura kuti pane hurumende iripo isiri yemauto asi zviri pachena kuti mauto ndo ari kutonga iko zvino mauto ndiwo akagadza vamunangagwa uyezve basa riri kuitwa iri kunzi vavada kutsipika kana kubisa uroyi hazvisi izvo pane divi rakanangwa hazvisi zvokuti munhu wese nekuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vatinoziva vanotori nembiri yekunzi havabude muhuri asi iko zvino vari kupembera vari pedo navamunangagwa saka zvakaoma kuti tizive kuti timire papi senyika
Of course, Gibbs, you heard what the caller said and what Mr. Mavhinga said. They are saying that there's a danger that while people might be celebrating the exit of former President Robert Mugabe, still difficult for many to say former President Robert Mugabe. I mean, he has been there for 37 years and some months.
Yeah.
So some are saying that it might be too early to celebrate as it might be more of the same with Mr. Mnangagwa Gibbs.
So, Baba Moyo, lapho uyazwela lapha okhulula uMnumzana Mavhinga. Uthi kona ukususwa kwa uMnumzana Robert Mugabe. Baba.
Ngiyazi sishona ngizwile bakukhulumile.
Hayi besenzela abalaleli.
Oh okay, hayi kulungile baba.
Yeah. So when ungathini ngakhona ukuzibile ukuthi bathi kuyafana nje
lokho. Amadoda lawo aqinise qobo, baqinise qobo lapha uklinwa indawo yezanu okwabanye abantu ababafunayo ukuthi babuse akade belisana nalabana sebebaxotshile babanye bakhona babavalele emajeni it's not about amazimbabweans ukuthi amazimbabweans athabeleni yabona bathabele umgabi but ayisuye phela yedwa umuntu okade emubi laphana yena ubekhopheli ikhampani yonke empi kodwa ke wasephambanisa ngokuthi sethatha ama-civilians sewaletha phakathi kombuso okungafunwa nguye njalo futhi abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi lundoda wake watsho wathena yena i-president is office is straight jacket nawe ungazange ungene ku-army awungaza kusaluthe ngamasotsha so konke lokhu kusenzakala kutshoni amasotsha lokhu ephethe umbhobho ehamba kutho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhuphe bethusele wonke umuntu ozama ukuthi kumba angafuni ukuthi acabange ukubusa leli lizwe so angiboni ukuthi bazaletha e-proper civilian rule as long as abantu labana bezana okungamangalisa kakhulu okukhona sibisibili ukuthi nawe ubaba uMnangagwa mhlazane ezaqamba ikhabhinethi yakhe uzatshiya bani uzasaka bani lokhu phela sazi ukuthi kuzani kuvele indawo ye-corruption so siyamangala sibili ukuthi sikhangele nje siyabona kodwa siyabona ukuthi le into kayisilungelanga angazi njalo kodwa hayi mina kamboni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamoya ume khonapho sibili ungayindawo so you are saying like what Mr. Mafinga was saying you know he says this was all about the cleanup exercise being conducted by the army on behalf of ZANU-PF so he says you know is reflecting on what General Chiwengo once said when he referred to, you know, some people who are not having that military capacity that they will never rule. Like if you are a civilian, you will never rule. So he's saying the presence of the army actually reflects that kind of thinking, that no civilian can be capable of running Zimbabwe anytime soon. So he says they are maintaining that and they just want to show the public the kind of force that they have. So meaning that the civilian government may be very far away from it. Because right now we cannot call it a civilian government.
Mr. Mavinga? Hello, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now,
yes,
what do you make of this? The High Court ruled that this was not a military coup. But some analysts are saying if it walks like a duck, quakes like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Or others are saying a monkey that eats grass, not banana, is a goat. Is this a coup or it's not a coup?
Well, a coup simply refers to a situation where there is a military takeover of government functions by force. It's not voluntary. What we experienced on the night of November 14 to 15 in Zimbabwe was clearly a coup. The military took over without having been deployed by the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, who at that time was Robert Mugabe. So a deployment of the army without clearance or without the authority of the commander-in-chief amounts to mutiny, and then to place the head of the defense forces, the president, under house arrest, that completes the coup. But, of course, for public relations purposes, the military wanted the process, they wanted to trigger a process of government change, which would appear as if it's not a coup. But having done that, it was clear that they did not trust the other arms of the security forces, like the police, the putting the support unit under armed guard, because this is where, you know, the armory was for the police, where the armory is, weapons for the police. And then also the CIO, the Central Intelligence Organization, many of them are still on the run. They are being hunted down because they were perceived to be supportive of Mugabe and that they could offer resistance. Now, the High Court decision to say that this was not a coup speaks to what Mugabe himself said. But we cannot take that, you know, if you're looking at the law, Blessing, when someone speaks under duress, under armed guard, when he's under house arrest, it's difficult to then assess whether or not they are openly and freely giving their views. It's like that ZANU-PF youth leader, Kudzanai Chipanga, who appeared on TV, obviously brutalized, and saying, I am offering this apology on my own volition and will because no one has coerced me. But it was clear that it was not his idea to give that kind of thing. So where we are now, the military is in charge, but the judiciary wanted to sanitize post-effect to legitimize Mnangagwa's presidency, because I think there was a concern that it would be challenged. But what has happened now is a terrible precedent, because what it simply says, the courts have said it is legal, it is constitutional for the army to step into politics at any point. So if next year there are elections and to take, for example, the opposition leader, one of them wins those elections, the military can simply say, no, this is a threat to our revolution. We are stepping in terms of Section 212 of the Constitution. And then it will be legal in the sense that there is precedent now. So my appeal now is to citizens of Zimbabwe, to lawyers in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, that this High Court order needs to be challenged immediately. It cannot stand. The Constitutional Court needs to sit as a full bench to deliberate and make sure that the military is not sanctioned to be involved in politics. This is a terrible, terrible precedent that points to a compromised judiciary.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, come on.
Yes, lo mnumzana nhlangalunye. Sabona mfowethu.
Unjani, Gibbs?
Ngiyaphila, is still lapho khona?
Still lapho khona. Hayi, khonoko nje.
Ye, ungazani ifoni yakho ile echo. Angikwazi kuhamba njani. Valambijani umsakazi wakho.
Right, okay.
Yes, uvalile.
Gibbs? Hello?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa, suvalile radio.
Semvalile.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi wena ubona njani ukuthi amasosha lamapholisa asebe seza lokho kuthiwa ikupatrola bendawonye. So ke wena ukubona njani khonokho?
Ya, angisabona ukuthi amasosha ukuthi abe khona lapho mina ngibona ngani is a temporal measure. Yokuthi nje kuba bebeyibade bekhona okwalezi insuku. Then which means abangeza ke baphonga unyamalale nje kawani, kumele bachiye bebone ukuthi la mapolisa akade corrupt asebenza njani. Angithi yabona. Ngoba bangaphonga unyamalala kawani, then amapolisa lana lambile phela i 2 weeks, 3 weeks zonke lezi besibabe sebengasathengi lesinkwe ezindlini lapha. Balambe over. So basambanika nje babonane ukuthi kade vele kusetshenzwa njani. Yeah.
Kodwa ke akwethusa abantu yini esidaladini kume ngithi emgwaqweni nxa kula masotsha.
Hayi, abantu bazakwethusa yini njengoba kade bevele bebathakazelela kangaka bereplace amapholisa bese kusmooth into zonke zihamba kahle laphana bona amapholisa lana engekho.
Yes, sizokuthiwa abanye abantu nxa lifika kuma-roadblock likhulumisa amasotsha lingakhulumisi amapholisa. Kunjalo.
Singakhulumisa kambe abantu abalenhliziyo ezimbi njalo I think kule necessity yokuthi uMnangagwa laphana akhangele ukuthi amapholisa lawa abayibona abamele babe semgwaqweni yibaphi, akakhethe kukhethwe iklasi yamapholisa, not ukuthi amapholisa lokufitshane lokunganani kuthiwa kulipholisa kubuya kukudelele singabantu abadala singaka, akutshele ezinye izinto ezingaqedakaliyo ukuthi kuyini. Kakhethe amapholisa amele ame emgwaqweni, laba bayafitshane kabahambe baye ngale emaseleni ngale bayedila la masela, athole nje laba abangani badelinyazana nje abalohlonzi. Ya, ngoba uyabona ngutshele ukuthi ukhathana kakhulu nyabona kule sikhathi ungabuya eZimbabwe. Buya laphana uzebona ukuthi umiswa ngumuntu onganani olipholisa ole-traffic, ongelasisindo sokuba lipholisa le-traffic. Uyabona?
Buzima,
ipholisa kumele lihlonipheke. Xa ulikhangele la uze ukuthi ipholisa, mbona ipholisa la. Angithi?
Yeah.
Hayi, kuphe ngubona nje angikwazi lokuthi ngakuchazisa ngithini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana, ungathina lokusasa
njalo futhi uyabona khonoko ukuthi khona abesesithi yena uMnangagwa abesesithi yena uMgabe kumele i-21st birthday yakhe le ihlonitshwe. Ihlonitshwe ngubani? Sihloniphelani? Ya, sihloniphelani? thina sifuna ukukhohlwa ngomgabe kasifuna ukuzwa ngaye futhi ngakho nxa sizabe sesithiwa sihloniphe leyo 21st sizabe sithi sihloniphani
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile baba
ye ake likhulume ngakho lokho njalo ake lekele ukubiza abantu abanjengabothumelwane wempophomalwana asifuni kumuzwe enasinge kukhuluma lapho kunasinga ukuba into ayikhuluma iyasihlanzisa thina
hayi kuzwile baba kuzwile kakhulu siyabonga
ekelani lani ukuba lokhe libiza abantu abangelamsebenzi lapho thuma labo ake lithiyane labo
ye hayi lamhla kakho kodwa sizamdinga kwezethu phela anti kumele sibhalanse indaba lapho ukuthi yena uthi lokhu la lapha abanye bathi lokhu anti kubhalanswa njalo baba
hayi uthi mavele kakazakhulume right laphana ukhulume siya le lecele lakhe la eliya le
hayi mbongile kodwa ukuthi ungenele ihlewuleni siyabonga kakhulu baba
lami ngiyakujabulela lokho
okay bye bye
hanzi bachuma wafanele
ukuthi lolo chuma is always having one side that just a like so we must invite him so even the 21st birthday of the former president he's saying he doesn't want to hear about it because they want to forget fast about Mr. Mugabe.
Yeah.
They are sick and tired of him. So now they really want to forget about him. So the other thing that you are saying is that the presence of the army is necessary. Maybe it's very temporary. And he says, you know, what people are observing is when people get to a roadblock, they always hug the soldiers, you know, do everything, and ignore the police. he says there's absolutely no reason why they should respect the police. So they just ignore them while they're hacking the others.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook page. Innocent Chana, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Innocent. Tawanda Mavuramiti. Watching in Rusape, it's loud and clear. Thank you so much, Tawanda. Manyewe Shingi, guys, you are awesome. Thank you. G. Farai, watching from Chitown. Thank you so much. Courage Mutobaya, watching from Witbank. Thank you so much. Visitor Ava Zivishe, Isu, teacher commenter after 90 minutes. Somebody to own a comrade ED. Thanks so much for your comment. Fortune Kure, watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. Akim Zinto, Arguti Pfe. Thanks, Akim. Chauke Mlilo, Pfe, pa Botswana, but thank you so much. Patience. Muza, watching from Kuwait. Interesting. Kuwait, thank you so much. Then we have Mapimidze Ropafadzo. Thank you so much. Mikeo Chirumba, Pfe, Botswana, pa Gabs. Thank you so much. Tinashe Chikomo, at your pay. Thanks, Tinashe. And Solomon Sami Gatsi, watching from Tanzania. Thank you so much. Good.
Hey, we've got other messages on the VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 pages. One of the messages reads, hello, my Zimbabwe. I love you all. Stay calm. It may be too early to celebrate. This could be the beginning of another era in terms of politics, and that is from Zimbabwe Culture. And then Lord Thomas Banda says, indaba lengafuna ukukhuluma lana lingafuna ukukhuluma lami sifuna ukukhuluma lawe faka inombolo sikufonele khonapho khona manje then Martin Mhlanga says a good listen so he's enjoying this kind of program and then Martin again says the police must be retrained so uta mapolisa akumele a train of foot right and then Shepherd Maxen says phone me guys phone me now then until later Chabango says, hello, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora. Angela Machonesa says, I'm watching you. Thank you so much, Angela Machonesa. And then Unami Moyo says, I'm watching you from South Africa. So, Roban, kona
pumpu. Tina mkoma heri parunari kubariku DRC. Makadi mkoma heri.
Hello.
Panenge pari kuita dambudziko apo regai tichazoedza kufona nhare yacho zvakare kuna mukoma heri but let's go to you Mr. Moyo
Baba.
Yes, one caller has said there is a need to retrain the police if that can be done. What can be done? It appears people are very bitter about the way the police conduct their business. You heard on Inauguration Day, the crowd was booing the police commissioner general, Augustine Chihuri.
Yes,
Yes, our police force is actually back. We had one of the best police force that we inherited from Ian Smith. The conduct was excellent, but it turned out after some years, I think about 10 or 15 years, the police became a very bad police force. I think to retrain those that are in the old guard, the chiefs of the police, must be retired, and the police retrained and rebranded. Maybe you call it the police of the Republic of Zimbabwe, PRZ. Maybe that would mean something. But that police force, which actually represents Zimbabwe. This ZRP thing is now rotten. They should just throw it away. It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. That type of corruption can never, never, never make the country right. Never.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
It was so blatant. Mm-hmm. Crimes are thrown away because money has been put in. Mm-hmm. Even the justice system is as rotten as the police force.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So, Mr. Mavinga, if the police are so corrupt and all this kind of thing, so how does Zimbabwe move forward, like in terms of rebuilding the country, you know? Because corruption, as we know it, actually destroys a nation, you know?
You know what, Gibbs? I need to correct one thing.
Mm.
People are under the mistaken idea that the main reason why the military took over the police and are now having joint patrols with the police is because of corruption. No, that is not the point. The main reason has been that the military was not confident, did not trust the police to be loyal to this coup thing. The police support unit under Guvamombe and others were viewed to be loyal to President Mugabe, former President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is actually trying to test the waters to find out if they can confidently trust that the police can now work without the risk of them turning on and causing chaos or breaking ranks with the military.
Mm.
So this thing about corruption is just by the way. But the main thing is about trust, is about whether or not the military could really say we are together in this thing with the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yes, slow Baba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila futhi kunjani?
Ngiphile Ndlovini, ungaphi kwakhona?
Ngisedethi baba.
Yeah, so akutsho Ndlovu, nxa ukhangele wena khonokho esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ukuthi amapolisa lamasoja asebambisane emgoqweni lapha, wena sokubonile khona ngapha edethi kume njani?
Hayi, kungami kunjalo kodwa bengiceka ubuyele emuva njana mfowethu.
Ubuyela ba.
Ngithanda ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi-ke bananzelele ukuthi umuntu njengobaba uMgabe nguye kumuntu okuthiwa yi-detector sibili engayiziyo emhlabeni, the greatest detector.
Mm.
Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo izinto eziplaniweyo. Khumbula ukuthi undoda ucina wathi engena embusweni.
Mm.
Kwaba lokuthokozela ukuze abe sesiphuma kumele aplay indlela yokuthi akhonfuze umhlaba ukuze-ke isafety yakhe ibe safe 20 phela.
Mm-hmm.
Yikho phela ade ngu-chief wamasoja kutho ukuthi vele besivele sibuswa yimilitary.
Mm-hmm.
Even ubaba umnankaga kuthiwa wayefakelwe i-poison. Sokuzangenza ngidawuthe ngoba even o-Jason Jula abothiwa babezama ukuchaya i-president efumbulala ngokuyimdlalo nje okudlalwa yi-detectorship ngoba phela nini.
Mm.
Uba uJabulani Sibanda wahlutshwa ekukhulume kuthiwa u-30 ukathi umuntu oyingozi ochaya oplana ikhumbi oplana i-assassination lo muntu ozikhulume umhlamba nguphi.
Mm-hmm.
Njalo uma uGrace Mgabe ecokozele ethethisa abantu ngabe kwizinto ezazivele ziplane uthehle kahle asantshi uba bumgabe ulama-advisors ulabacebisi ulabo-vice presidentshethi ilizwe elilodwa belingehlulwa ngumfazi oyi-one advisors uthamadvasayi mama ngokusukusenza so futhi phela bonke bazi ngezindlela ilizwe generation new blood wena beba-advise beseceleni even yena ubaba umnanga khona nangathi esenika umdala ithenilo ye siyavuma ubakodwa-ke yeyi bakithi this guy is the greatest detect abantu bengaphanjaniswa yilokho okwenzakeleyo izinto eziplaniwe nje ukuthi undoda kuqina atshelele kakahle nje amacala akhe esikhohlwe of course obanye abantu bengathi useluphile. kodwa ke kutshelela ukuhlanqa kwendoda njengoba uRobert waphuma ke lapha wathelela yaba lomhlaba nje ukuthi wasemtholi izinja kanti the credit.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini ye. So singaphosela ukugcina baba.
Ukugcina kuba umuntu akagwaye isigodi emayo nile change futhi ama-reforms amaningi ku-education akhumbule izintandane abantu abagodekile iyakhula abantu abagodekileyo ba umgabeke kuningi kwaphosa kuzaa umnankagwa kabananzi abantu abanjalo bayahlupheka abantu abanezikili ngabantu who can be enforced ukuthi bangene kwi-system and qualify and stand for their own bese ngisithi ababalisi amatitsha abakithi abakhwezele umholo singathola siphikisana utitsha uqakathekile umnankagwa unjalo kwaphana wafunda esikolo bengahlabanisi amatisha befakwa ngama-curriculum okungancetshela even wakhela i-new curriculum ama-projects ama-task kuningi khona imajini umntu ancete uza-ten subjects ezithulaakithi iviki ilamalanga ayi-five
i-hour ifoni yakho singani iyakiliza kodwa hayi sesikuzwile kakhulu Ndlovini. Siyabonga kakhulu eNdlovu, ungathilana kusasa Ndlovini. So Mr. Ndlovu has got several points here. He says he doesn't believe in what was happening since the military took over and maybe before the military took over. So he says this was a well choreographed political theater, you know, like they were trying to have a soft landing for Mr. Mugabe's exit. So he says they did whatever they did and people are just fooled all over the world to believe that there was a coup or whatever. He says, no, that was not a coup at all. It was something planned. For it's a succession, in fact. So he says, well, Mr. Mnangagwa is in power now, but he needs to make a lot of reforms, like, catering for the disabled, who have to be integrated into society. And he says, teachers need a lot of upliftment, you know. They need a salary raise and all those kind of things. Yeah.
We also want to acknowledge more and more people joining us. There is Sheila Mukonyo. Hi, people watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. D. Mango, watching from Equatorial Guinea. Wow, interesting. G. Farai, Arguti Tiripo Zedu. Thank you so much. Mandaz Ernest, watching from Djibouti. Thanks, I'm happy to listen to your channel. Thank you so much. Then we have Macmillan Chiwanza watching from Malawi, Blantyre. And then we have Philip Runavo watching from Zimbabwe. Evaristo Matata watching from Zambia. And then we have Peter Jones watching live from Gaborone, Botswana. Hope you are all good. Then we have Enemia Chibushe watching from Harare. Thank you guys with your program. Philip Runavo Kwekwe, to be precise. Love more Chibantu watching from DRC. Zakaria Maopa, watching from Zimbabwe, and Munyaradzi Chasakara, watching from Botswana. And lastly, Douglas Mubaiwa, watching from Zambia. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can see we are all over the world.
All over the world, all over the show. And then Virginia Matebo and Zimbabwe Culture are saying, Ndlovu is saying the truth. This was a planned thing, you know, according to them. So,
let's go to Jason. Mkoma Jason, Varparanari, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Tiriko magadi mkoma.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Parizei pajona.
Pari rati ndiko Bloemfontein. Ya, inini tatoda kutanga kutara ndezvekuti pane mashoko anonzwa kunzi mutungamiri weMDC varamba kuti vabatane negungano raMnangagwa iri. Ndofunga kufunga kwakangwara iko. Voziva izvosenzeswa zvisina musoro. Then zvechipiri ava ve veami vakaita tekuvhura vakaita zvakanaka kubatsira kuti bvisira mundaraunda but asi hatifaniri kuvarairwa nekuti zvinhu zvimwe chete ami iyoyo yevakatotemisa pa-2008 pamaelections akahwinwa neMDC vapinza vamunangagwa vamunangagwa havana chavanombokwanisa kuti vataure because kana kabhineti yavo yavashaisa nekunga nenge ingori yemasinia saka vanhu ivavo ndo vane influence zvekuti vanenge vangori mautipizi yevanhu vese vavo havana chavanoita ivo mukufunga kwavo asi kuburikidza nekutungamidzwa nevanhu vakafanana nemasoja iwayo saka I think isisu sevanhu vakafanana veruzhinji nezviri kuitwa zvemasoja kuti vari kuramba vachichengetedza vari kuchengetedzana pachavo fungidzira kuti pane zvazvinobatsira isisu kana kuti chakanganda magistrate ndedzi asanzi kushangana sekuti chama zvisasukazarini because vanhu vari kutsikana na havasi kutirasana zvavakaitirana yegzamtwe vacho pamunangagwa neg4 wamugabe saka izvozvezvo NDC inofanira kutanga kutonyatsa kututira ground yacho kuti tapinda maelections next year inenge takasimba sei tikwanise kuziva kuti tobuda sei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Jason.
Okay, ngoma
tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
mm-hmm.
You're saying Jason there that the MDC must be very careful and ensure that there are reforms before the elections.
So ke baba moyo ngizwile ke okhuluma ekugcineni lapho uthi kumele kulungiswe konke kube lokhetho kungakwenziwa ukhetho kumele kuqala kulungiswe okuningi uthi MDCT ingawela phela ingadlela njengenhlanzi icini ingena khonaphana kukhetho kungakwenziwa lokuthiwa ngama-reforms wena ukubona njani khonokho?
Ye ngabe ngakwenza lokho kuqondile sibili ngoba indlela indlela okumele bayilandele yenze lawo ma-reform le constitution lani line yokuthi emthethweni welizwe kulungiswe kusesibili konke kube indlela yokuthi ama-elections angenziwa kakuhle njalo futhi mina enye into engingayithembiyo yona linto yabo kuthiwa yizekhi leyo izekhi le igcwele abantu be-CCIO nama-ex-police lo judge wayevele esebenzela sikwazi ukuthi ujudge wezani umakarawo so lapha asiboni thina ukuthi laba bantu sibili bangamela ilizwe ekuphatheni ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo umzila wakhona ngubona ngaphandle kokuthi kubuyelwe emuva kukhethwe abanye abantu bakhethe iphalamende labo bantu
kodwa bangakwenza iphalamende iparlament ingavuma
khona ngezikwata system kuthi yabe MDC bebalutshwane baletha abanye nabezihamba baletha abanye kuhlanganiswe kube nabantu abangathi esingathi bamelele imicabango yabantu eqondileyo engenza kube lo khetho olungcono nabaakamathengi
kodwa naso sikhangele sibili kudala waqaliswa ukukhuluma ngama-reforms lalawa ubonani kungaphutsha nje khonokho
kudala sibili
ye kungaphutsha kodwa khonokho
ye kumele kuphuthe nxa kungaphuthanga sizahamba njani ekhethweni ngoba laphana kuvela kuqonda i-voters roll liyana ndoda mna bengithangela ama-elections phosa iminyaka engu-25 laphana kubolile lapha
kuyathi
wena ulendlu yakho uthole kuyikuthi ku-voters roll kunabanye abantu abahlala endlini yakho ongabaziwi izinto esasizithola ku-voters roll yona leyo so nxa ngayibole ngaleyo ndlela ngayitshintshwe i-inspector kuhle kuhle baphiwe nalabo abaphikisayo ukuthi khona nasi i-voters roll ake lihlole libe nesikhathi kulungisiswe sibili kube sendleleni right singapho kubhukuthele ekhethweni sizababisela labantu it will be long term.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Moyo ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that he doesn't trust Zach at all so he says he's stuffed by members of the spy network. That is the Central Intelligence Organization, the police, and some other operatives. So she only says, if ever Zimbabwe has to have a free and fair election, they need to clean up ZEC first. But cleaning it can be a problem. Because even Parliament, ZANU-PF has got a majority. So he says, that's a big challenge. Mbona zanisilo baba futhi kwenye lapha, mwabe mbaba machazi. Baba machazi, kujani? Ye, so ndilefonini nguze kuhle machazi.
Eh, mina linjani ngapha?
Siphilile ungapi machazi?
Ngamna ngobulawayo.
Kunjani kontuthu?
Hayi, hayi ku right.
Njobe umnanga kwasengene lembusweni sokuthunqa intuthu yini kona ngapha?
Eh, sesivele yaphambaniseka ukuthi maye sekhuluma ukuthi uza kwenzani. Ake sesithela izisebenzi ziyakhuluma ende, kumele zisebenze kanjani. Na ukuthi njalo khonokho kodwa kusho ukuthi uletha umbuso ofana lokaSmith ngoba nxa usitshela abantu abasebenzi kanzima sithi ukuthi obhosi babanye abantu somele bancindezele abanye abantu.
Kodwa-ke emgwaqweni lapha kume njani mzala?
Hayi, emgwaqweni le isini lisanya useserayithi yazi abantu besebedilekile thina abanye yazi ngesikhathi kuthatha indlela esisemajeli kodwa-ke abathina beyathathela imali egcekeni barojwe ngamapholisa sikhathi sonke ku-right khonokho
ye kukhanya sibe kuyahlupha so-ke kanti sizwa kuthiwa kuyabe kule socha lapha kulale pholisa so wena kubethusi khonokho
akona bethu sakoda ke yazi umuntu nga uvela isinto kumele isinto ngizo zonke zesikhatshazo phela lati sesidinga lokuya lokho lapho uzasethisa kodwa ithi kuyiwa ngathi asilaqinisi sizobona ngakho
so wena kodwa ubona ngani kuya ngapi khonoku bawo machasi
lokho hayi ngibona ngazani izinto enhle ukuthi antikhetho liyabuya kulinyaka ozayo so amadoda lawa asendezini ngoba okokuqala uyabona izanu PF is divided into three kathesi futhi ekamduri kuthi G40 kuthi lakhosi uyabona ivela kuyiwa ndawonye nje kuphela ukuthi after elections next state elections hhayi siyaethi abantu bezimbabwe baze baselebrata
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Machazi ungathi nalokusasa ulale kahle
alami ngibonile lami sebenze kahle
ngiyayi kulongile mnumzana so according to him freedom is coming tomorrow I think that was his message and he says you know the police and the army patrolling together is okay for the moment so maybe he says it's a temporary arrangement like what the other caller said
let's go to Mr. Mavinga
Yes, I'm here, Blessing. Can you hear me? Yes.
Why is it that SADC and also the African Union had no appetite to intervene? The AU even called said this was not a coup at all.
Well, I think quite frankly, SADC and the AU are more interested in stability than in democracy or in constitutionalism. So when they got a sense that the military was firmly in control and had accomplished the military coup with minimum violence, in, which was open or bloodshed, which was, I mean, which was minimal in terms of what was visible to the public. They thought, yeah, this is a team that is in control, and therefore, if there is stability, we are good to go. And quite frankly, Blessing, after 37 years of authoritarian rule, I think almost everyone was tired of Mugabe, and they just wanted to see the back of him and begin to support any kind of process that has potential for a new beginning for Zimbabwe. But of course, we are in a very delicate and difficult situation as Zimbabweans, because now that the military has tested political power, they can at any point again purport to use this power to violate and interfere in civilian and political affairs. And that's the biggest challenge that needs to be addressed, much more than the issue of the voters' role or getting people to register to vote. Because as we go to elections, the military will take a position, a public and political position. And that position is obvious. It is that the president is a straitjacket, and they would not want someone from the opposition to ascend to the highest office. They cannot just get rid of Mugabe only to give to someone. This is the idea. So it's going to be a very difficult position unless there is a strong united push from Zimbabweans, from opposition groups, from civil society, to say, yes, Mugabe is gone, but we do not want to have the military involved in our politics. Never, ever again.
Thank you so much. We are receiving a report that for now, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa will be the acting finance minister to just ensure that things are flowing normally, and also that Mr. Mbengegui will be the acting foreign affairs minister. Interesting, because President Mnangagwa is yet to announce his cabinet. So that's a statement from his office. Regatiende kuna mkoma namo goronga. Magadi mkoma namo goronga.
Fara magadiwa.
Ai watirina nizwe. Lutipeo fungwa zenyu mkoma namo goronga.
Mashandire ari kuda kuitwawo anoti mapurisa nemasoja vanoshanda pamwe izvo kunenge kuri kuzama kuti vaone pfungwa dzine mapurisa nokuti panenge pakavandiranwa saka vakavarega vari voga vanoshira kuti vanogona kungomuka chibhebhenenga rimwe remazuva saka nokuti basa iro rinofanira kunge richingorire mapurisa chete mauto ngaamire zvokungodzivirira nyika uye ipapapa tingafarira ng'anga inobata mai nebaitira ari kuita mauto zvakanaka zvavakaita saka ngavachisiya basa kuvaridzivaro nokuti iwo mauto ngaachibudira mune zvose zvenyika izvi vaite basa ravo chairo chairo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Zvakanakai,
tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo Goronga is saying that the military has played its part as the midwife of this coup. So it's time to go back to the barracks. And just quickly on our Facebook page, we want to acknowledge the following. RB Matarutse, thank you so much. Eliam Gonese, watching from Finland, thank you for the program. Thanks, Eliam. Then we have Elijah Pound in Zimbabwe. Melissa Carr, watching from Kwabushu. Thank you so much, Melissa. Charumbira Edward, watching live from Zimbabwe, Bitebridge. Ruth Kasiwa Liswaniso, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Tawanda Gwaze, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Paul January, Pamberine Mishasha, Zemasaisai. Please, blessing, call me. And we'll try to call you, Paul. Thank you so much. And then we have Benevolence Nyati, Arugutuope. Thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira, my good friend in the UK. Thank you so much. Benevolence Nyati, watching from heaven. Really? Not I hope Benevolence, you are not one of those pastors who say, I went to heaven and I saw Hitler and so and so. Tototai has written a message. He says, Zviri kufamba here, London, takasimba. Thank you so much. Chipo Dendere says, agreed. Fafi Gwindi, thank you. That's Dr. Chipo Dendere. Then Fafi Gwindi, thank you, Vakuru Wangu. Then Fafi says he's in the UK. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Mbitube, I'm listening, guys, from Johannesburg. Kuzobuya ke Stephen Mdlauzo, uthi nse Ireland. Kuzobuya Virginia Macebo, uthi nse UK. Siyabonga kakhulu lonke elisibukeleyo. Sonke ngizokuthola ke sesilomnumzana Alexander osecingweni. Baba Alexander, kunjani?
Sikhona linjani labalaleli?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ungabonga khona khona.
NgiseNamibia.
Ye, kunjani Namibia?
Hayi, Namibia kukahle ngomhla wenkosi.
Ibizo likapresident wangapho kutombani?
UGeingob.
Uchayile. So ke akuthi uthe Zimba. Ezimba ukuthi ukubona njani? Nokwenzakala Zimba.
All right. Into ukuyikhuluma lapha ukuthi I just wanted to make one thing to the point, drive one thing to the point. The army, it take over the army, yamasocha le amabutha weZimbabwe. It was not to effect electoral reforms. I think that is one thing that we as Zimbabweans should understand. It was not for electoral reforms, but it was to install Emmerson Mnangagwa as the ZANU-PF party president and automatically drive him to the seat of the presidency. What you should understand with the ZANU-PF is that it is a very strong institution. It is a very powerful institution. If you recall the Mgagawa Declaration of 1975, you would agree with me that the military officers sat down and it was a strong-worded statement where they sought to go for the armed struggle. And as such, if you remember, 2 years later, at the Special Congress of ZANU-PF, basusa undaba ningisithole kulapha babeka khona umgabe. And it was even said prior to the installation of Mnangagwa by the army, ukuthi bona they managed to recall Ndavaningi Stole, and so they will recall Robert Mugabe, and they did just that. So it was a well-calculated move, and so Zimbabweans should stop being too relaxed and stop giving such comments as to say military rule is okay. No, it's not okay. The army should go to the barracks, the police should be on the roads. There should be a reformation, a reconciliation amongst Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans should stand for that which is good and that which is proper. Because Zimbabweans, as individuals as well, as a nation as well, they should also reform when I'm a Zimbabwean. So it was not for electoral reforms, it was not to assist the people, but it was some confusion which had gone into ZANU-PF. We know what was happening in ZANU-PF. So that's my point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander. All
right, Shabon.
There you are.
Of course, Napoleon once said that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. We don't know if this was how the opposition viewed it in also supporting the impeachment of former President Robert Mugabe before he resigned. Let's acknowledge those who are following. Thank you so much. Manyewe Shingi, arikuti call me, guys, call me. Mulotsi Nto, iRadio Ipambili, kule live video streaming. Thank you so much. Hadi Joe, soldiers should go back to the barracks and allow police to work. Clive Lungile, arikuti watching from Zimbabwe. Mamura Mbinda, thank you so much. Collins Moyo, let's continue interceding for this nation, watching with interest from Botswana. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, I'm in Johannesburg. Tanyaradzwa Mawanda, hi guys. Little Mpala, watching from Swaziland. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai Fe from Johannesburg. Then Mulotsi Nto says, Tinotenda, I'm at Baitbridge. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I can say Fe from Washington myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe our last question, you know, to this gentleman. So, Mr. Moyo, I'll start with you. Looking at what the British and the Americans are doing right now in Zimbabwe, they're actually engaging Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you see any change in the short term? Mr. Moyo?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, I was saying that we are seeing the British and the American congressional delegation actually engaging President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So do you see any softening of relations between Britain and America and all those kind of things in the short term, maybe?
I'm not sure, but anything is possible. These guys didn't like Mugabe, and so he's leaving of power may open up doors for investment and other international relations that may actually be good for Zimbabwe, business-wise and job creation, and also improving the economy. I think that could.
I think your phone is cutting off a little bit. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you see any you know, relaxation of, you know, some kind of restrictive measures against the former president and maybe his inner circle as well? He's no longer in inner circle, by the way. So do you see any...
Well, yes, it is very likely, Gibbs, that there will be that kind of sort of goodwill approach to try and give a soft landing for Mnangagwa. But in reality, I think if you saw today that Mnangagwa was with the generals and business people at some mine in Zimbabwe, this shows that he is pro-business, pro-investment. He's more focused on making money and getting Zimbabwe to work again, but not so much on the right side. And the targeted measures had to do with democracy, good governance, and human rights respect. So we are unlikely to get an immediate improvement in that regard unless there is a strong push and unless we have, because Mnangagwa is expected to be president for the next 6 or 7 months only, and then we go to fresh elections. So the litmus test really for Mnangagwa's presidency is how he prepares for the coming elections. Will they be free and fair? Will the military go back to the barracks and not interfere in this upcoming election? If otherwise, we are in for a rude awakening when we have been celebrating the end of one.
Thank you.
For another.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, the human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Thank you so much to human rights activist Clement Moyo, our viewers, our callers, those who sent us messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our radio listeners, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying bye-bye, Zimbabwe.